says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Hey, that's what we're doing up here in North Dakota, surviving.
Because
you can't starve us out. You can't make us run. And this is the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show here on June 11th, 2020. Oh, and I am James Kelso's my name. I'm your host for the next 60 minutes. You're welcome to call in at 800-313-9443. We've had some great callers lately. Some more of you first-timers out there feel inspired. Come, jump in. Come on. I'll especially on first timers, I'm going to be very kid gloves. So don't be shy. And then some of the best callers, you know who we are, who you are, some of the smartest people in the radio world, your calls. I can't get enough of your calls. Don't worry. Oh, I called last night. I can't call. Yes, you can. Please do. All right. And I'll try to be a good boy tonight and get to your calls sooner rather than later. Wow, the stories that are breaking. Now, I just heard one. I was in my car radio, and and then I also saw it on Tucker Carlson. I heard her name pronounced as Erin, a nurse, a very attractive nurse named Erin Marie, and John Rappaport was pronouncing it Olszewski. Okay, and that may be the way she, of course, how you pronounce someone's name is up to them. But that's a Polish name, Olszewski. And any of our Polish patriots out there who can correct me and help me, I'm not Polish, but I've had some Polish friends, and I believe that pronunciation in Poland would be Olszewski, S-Z-E-W-S-K-I would be Szewski. Olszewski. Anyway, help me out. But Erin Marie, I'll say it that way, Olszewski. Anyway, she is wonderful. She went undercover. She's a nurse, a real nurse. I remember they were calling for volunteers, calling for nurses. So she went undercover at Elmhurst Hospital in Queens, New York, which is, everybody describes that hospital as the epicenter of that borough, Queens, the epicenter of the epicenter state, city, New York City. So she was at the center, at the eye of the hurricane in Queens. Nothing calm about it, though. That wasn't an eye. She was in the eye wall. As people were being ventilated and intubated, and she says, murdered. This video was out there. John, I don't know who made the video. I've got to watch more of it tonight. Here, I'll play her voice so you can hear it. This is a wonderful, wonderful woman. She recorded things on her cell phone. And it's so authentic. Her cell phone has all kinds of cracks in the screen. She's just a beautiful, wonderful woman, smart as a as can be. But she's dropped her phone a few times, but it's all recorded and you can see it perfectly on her phone. Let me find her and I'll play it for you. Where is she? We'll get it for you here. I want you to hear her voice. Where are you? This is not it. Is this it? Forgive me, folks. Let me try one more location here and see if it plays for you here.
I give you a name. I want you to remember the name. I want you to write it down. Think about it, because that's what this rest of this hour is all about. Erin Marie Olszewski.
Okay, there it is. That's John Rappaport's voice. He's got a beard and a mustache, and he's got a few years on him. But he's an investigative journalist, and man, has he broken some bombshell stories. Listen to what he has to say.
Erin Marie Olszewski, a military nurse working at the epicenter of the epicenter of the epicenter, which is supposed to be New York, Elmhurst Hospital, Queens, where we are told the most people are dying of COVID.
Now, by the way, Queens is where Donald Trump was raised, and I probably born in Queens. Was he born in Elmhurst Hospital, maybe? I don't know. But he could really relate to this video.
She's a hero, okay? She went undercover in the hospital with video camera, with audio, talking to nurses, talking to doctors, and she was interviewed at length over an hour and 10 minutes. There she is on your screen. We've got 8 clips. We're going to play them. I'm going to talk about them. This is a major, gigantic smoking gun on what is happening. One piece of background, July 26, 2000, Journal of the American Medical Association, Dr. Barbara Starfield, revered public health expert at Johns Hopkins School of Public Health, published a review, Is U.S. Health the Best in the World? In it, she describes the following. Every year in the U.S., medical treatment in hospitals, including errors and what else would you call it? Mistreatment result in 119,000 deaths per year, added up per decade. This does not even include deaths as a result of toxic meds or vaccines. Mistreatment, errors in hospitals. We're going to be talking about one of these now. Elmhurst Hospital in Queens, New York, supposed to be the epicenter of the epicenter. Play clip one.
I am pulling up like their laboratory results. So if you look here, you'll see COVID-19 bioreference lab.
Now she's showing us the screen on her cell phone right now, and you can read it very clearly. She's got these medical records on her cell phone. She's scrolling around with her fingers.
Here are the test results. As you can see, 5-1-2020 at 17-16, not detected. They test for a second time, 5-4-2020 at 17-59, not detected.
Okay, this is her patient testing negative for the China flu, the coronavirus. And this is very recent, May 1st and May 4th. Listen to what she says. Her patient, and she saw this happening to hundreds of people in the Elmhurst Hospital. They're being killed.
So both of those are negative. Scroll up to the top. This is my patient. They are on a vent, and they are.
Now, scroll up. The patient now is on a vent, a ventilator. Okay, and we've learned, we've talked about it on this show. I'm not a nurse. I'm not in the hospital. I'm out here in the peanut gallery. I'm out in the boondocks. But even from here, out in the boondocks, it seemed to me they're killing people with these ventilators. They have a fatality rate of approaching 90%. If you go on a ventilator, if you declare, the statistic in New York was, if you go into a hospital complaining of respiratory distress or difficulty breathing, you just made a big, big mistake. Because 85% of the people who say that when they go in are going to the next step, you are intubated and put on a ventilator, which takes over breathing for you. You're not breathing anymore. You're not in control of your own body. It's inflating your lungs, and then it's deflating your lungs. In, out. And the pressure of the air going in is set by the machine, not you. And she's going to talk about this, that the nurses and the doctors routinely in Elmhurst set the pressure way, way too high and basically blew people's lungs deliberately, blew their lungs up. Because if somebody stuck an air hose from a tire inflation air hose from the curbside at a filling station, and you put it in your mouth and turn it on full blast, blow your lungs up like a balloon, you're not going to do well with that.
Are being called COVID-19 confirmed.
And the patient, her patient, 37 years old, is called COVID-19 confirmed. By what? And she says in here that what they were doing by intubating people, shoving this plastic tube all the way down their mouth and their throat to their trachea, is they're trying to infect the person. One of the motivations being, and folks, this is dirty stuff. Our hospitals are corrupt. Yes, the saintly doctors are corrupt. Not the good ones, of course, not the good ones. But the hospital administrators made it very clear, if you take this person who was tested twice, May 1st and May 4th, not COVID negative, we don't get any money for that. If you just could check that other box and say COVID-19 positive, we get $13,000 in change for that. Why don't you do that? And then after you do that, now there's your green light to go stick the tube in down there to their trachea, intubate them, turn them on the high pressure ventilator, and oh, we get $39,000 from Medicare. Now all these people are on Medicare. This guy, 37 years old, is not. But all these people are on Medicare. Well, there are circumstances that would put him on Medicare if he's disabled or anything like that. But basically every person in this so-called pandemic is on Medicare. $52,000 in change if you intubate them. That's the moneymaker. Corruption. Right here in River City. Don't listen to me. What do I know? Listen to this incredible military nurse who volunteered and filmed what she was doing.
Droplet in contact and eye protection.
So this person is...
Okay. That's clip one. You get it? Labeling people, even the people who by their own test, talked about that before, negative, negative, no COVID, mark the COVID, stick them on a ventilator. That procedure we will discuss, very, very dangerous. It's called murder. Be with you after break. We're back talking about a nurse, military nurse, undercover, Elmhurst Hospital, Queens, New York, the epicenter of the epicenter, Erin Marie Olszewski. video camera in the hospital undercover for an extended period of time, not just once. Audio in the hospital. Basically, while being a nurse in this incredible scene there at the hospital, also being an investigative journalist, interviewed on video. The video is up in several places now. It's a banned video. You've got to watch the whole thing. 1 hour and 10 minutes. I have been doing nothing but since last night. So we established COVID patients in this hospital. They come in, even by conventional tests, they test negative, 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 but they're coded as COVID-19. What do you know about that? That's what Aaron documented, showed it in the first clip. What happens then? As she said, put on ventilators. This is very serious treatment. Cuomo, the governor of New York State, of course, was screaming about the need for ventilators, ordered 30,000 ventilators. What does he know about medicine?
Remember that? This puke, Andrew Cuomo, a killer, yelling at Donald Trump. Who are you going to kill next, Mr. President? I need 30,000 ventilators, and you're going to kill these people because they don't have ventilators. Now, it turns out Donald Trump went out and found 30,000 ventilators, got them manufactured by General Motors and, you know, General Electric and various other companies. Tens of thousands more ventilators than anybody's ever going to need. They're going to fill landfills with these ventilators because they don't store well. They won't be maintained. Nobody's ever going to need them. But Donald Trump, to appease these pukes in our media and these puke communist governors like Andrew Cuomo and his newsman brother Chris Cuomo, went out and got all these ventilators so they'd stop calling the president a murderer. But then Andrew Cuomo has been using these ventilators. He didn't need 30,000. He didn't need 3,000. He had plenty of ventilators. He didn't need a single ventilator from the federal government. He didn't need the hospital ship that was sent up there. He didn't put any patients in it. He didn't need the Jacob Javits Center converted to the largest hospital in New York, 2,000 beds overnight by Donald Trump at a cost of hundreds of millions of dollars were spent on those two hospital ships and converting hospitals all over the country, building hospitals from scratch. Donald Trump pumping to produce all of these things for these creeps. And the president was hosed just as we were hosed. And I like how Tucker Carlson said it last night. We were played by these SOBs, these killers on the left. We were played and we're still being played. This nurse, these individual people who expose this, what heroes? We got to call her, Chris in Las Vegas and Ed in Vancouver. Let me interrupt what we're doing to go first to Ed in Vancouver. Ed, can you hear me?
How you doing?
About the same as you. We're circling the toilet bowl, Ed.
So I do medical research, by the way. And welcome to the real world.
Well, now I haven't watched the full video, but this woman, Erin Marie Olszewski.
Yes.
And folks, that's spelled, I'll spell it slowly, Olszewski. She's a military nurse. Yes. She's the real deal. And she's got an... Okay, go ahead. Now, don't go anywhere, Ed. It's your turn right after this break.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis. Vietnam War came along.
Before Dr. Anthony Fauchenstein came along.
Before Beatles and yesterday.
We're back, folks, and we're talking to Ed in Vancouver. Chris is in Las Vegas, is holding. But Ed, I want you to listen just to another very interesting what you say about your medical knowledge. I want you to listen to this next little clip and then get your commentary. The first voice you're going to hear is a doctor at Elmhurst Hospital being recorded by Erin Marie Olszewski. And then listen to what she says.
Yeah. I compare this hospital to a third world country. I've been in a third world country hospital in Iraq. The Iraq hospital is better than this one.
Remember, she's a military nurse by background.
Yep.
And I'll tell you, I would love to have her. If I ever need a nurse, I want Erin Marie Olszewski. We'll listen some more.
And that says a lot. I've been there. I've been in both hospitals.
Play clip three.
There are good nurses that work there, too. Like, I have made good friends with a lot of the nurses that do work there. There's good people, but they're outnumbered.
What happens? People come in, like this 37-year-old, and what was he complaining of or what was going
on? Respiratory distress. He didn't have COVID either. He did not have COVID.
And how do we know that?
I took care of him. I have the same type of results from his chart as I do with my other patient.
It was like the day before intubation. He was fine.
Now, she's talking with another nurse now. She's recording the other nurse. And she says, he was fine on the rebreather.
Fine on the rebreather.
And then they intubated, and then he got a pneumo.
And then they intubated, and he got a pneumo. And then they put in a chest tube. And then it turned to shit.
Right.
And now he's 37 years old and dead.
That's what I'm seeing. Like all these negative tests, and they're putting them on these vents. Hopeful that they'll get it. They're being put on these COVID floor. It's murder. It straight up is.
So this isn't Kelso, the man in the peanut gallery, who doesn't know a damn thing about medicine. This is a military nurse, the kind of nurse you'd want to have taking care of you, saying it's murder. Go ahead, Ed, your commentary.
Well, I think her, Aaron and Rappaport should get a Pulitzer Prize for this. That's
yes, and now, and folks, and Ed, to your point, it was shown on Tucker Carlson tonight, which means millions of people now know Erin Marie Olszewski. They just have to remember how to pronounce her last name. But they know, boy, I tell you what, she's unforgettable looker. She's a beautiful woman. I would say, I don't know, she's very young. She's like 30, I don't know. And very bright as can be. She was on Tucker Carlson tonight, which is, I think, after Sean Hannity, the most watched cable news show in the world. And I also heard her when I was driving back to get to the show here tonight in my car. I heard her on Alex Jones. Alex Jones was playing the same clip we're listening to now. So millions of people listen to Alex Jones. So between Jones and Carlson, between those two giants of the media, Donald Trump is going to hear this woman. And I'll tell you what. Go ahead, Ed.
No, there's a way to cure these viruses, and you don't need a ventilator. These techniques were developed back in the 1930s in Germany.
And well, that's a good
research on this stuff.
Right.
I wrote a book about it too.
Well, okay. Now that's enough subject for an entire show, Ed. And
I just want to let everybody know at RBN here and the people that listen that this conspiracy goes a lot deeper than just COVID-19. It has to do with
and remember another thing. Again, to your point, Ed, and excuse me for kind of talking over you. I apologize.
Okay.
To your point. What of all of these pukes in the media, these Chris Cuomos, these Andrew Cuomos, these Anderson Coopers, these Dr. Anthony Fauchenstein, what have they all said? This Nurse Ratchet, Debbie Birx, they've all said, don't take vitamin C. That doesn't work. Don't take D3. That doesn't work.
Right.
Don't take zinc. That doesn't work. It'll kill you. Don't take hydroxychloroquine, a totally harmless medication used for everybody for malaria and typhus going into Southeast Asia. 32,000 doses a day are administered to the U.S. Army. 32,000 a day with almost 70-year track record of high safety. Oh, no.
Right.
Dr. Fauchenstein said hydroxychloroquine will kill you. All right. So to your point, Ed, these people don't want cures. They don't want help. Now stay there. We'll come right back to Ed. We got a break.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey, when I was a little boy, doctors were doctors. This new generation of politically correct, whatever you want to call them, is a nightmare. Now, I'm going to read, Ed, listen to this. This is from the British newspaper, the Daily Mail, yesterday. Exclusive. And this pertains to the same story. It's a horror movie. Quote, nurse working on coronavirus frontline in New York claims the city is murdering COVID-19 patients by putting them on ventilators and causing trauma to the lungs. Now, I'll just read a few of the sentences here because we don't have time to read the whole article, but I'll just read a few of the bullet points. A frontline nurse working in New York on coronavirus patients claims the city is killing sufferers by putting them on ventilators. The nurse persuaded a friend, a nurse practitioner who was not working on coronavirus patients, to make the video to get the word out. Quote, it's a horror movie, not because of the disease, but the way it is being handled, the frontline nurse said. She said COVID-19 patients are placed on ventilators rather than less invasive CPAP or BiPAP machines. She explained, the ventilators have high pressure, which then causes barotrauma. It causes trauma to the lungs.
Right.
Get this, more than 12,000, Have you ever wondered about this, folks? On this show, we keep asking, what's wrong with this picture? More than 12,000 people have died, or so we're told, from the virus in New York City, with another 4,300 dying in other parts of the Empire State. New York emergency room Dr. Cameron Kyle Seidel stepped down this month because he didn't want to follow the hospital's ventilator protocol. Right. So that's the protocol, is the orders the doctors get. You do this or, you know, your career is ending. Go ahead, Ed.
When you want to prove somebody committed murder, you need two things. One is called mens rea, and the other is called actus rea. Mens rea means you know what you're going to do is going to kill them, and then there's the act or the failure to act. In the law, you need those two concepts. And that doctor resigned because he didn't want to commit murder. He knew those ventilators were going to kill.
Exactly. And folks, the scary thing about the time we live in is this. And the proof is, you know, I keep talking on the show of take your damn mask off, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, I talk about the women's liberation in the 1960s, burning their bras. Well, listen, folks, burn your mask. What they're doing, here's what's happened. They're finding out. This is their grand experiment, their grand test to see, have they successfully conditioned us into sheep who will do anything?
Yep.
We'll wear a mask in our car with the windows up in North Dakota, which is the freshest air in the world.
Right.
Yes, here in North Dakota, I see these idiots in their car with their damn mask on. Now, what they're finding out, folks, is that we will obey. And we must not obey. Go ahead, Ed.
I grew up in North Dakota. I know exactly what you're talking about. North Dakota and Montana both. You can't get it better.
Yeah. When you step outside here, folks, all you want to do is go and inhale and breathe, you know, God's fresh air. It's wonderful. And go ahead.
Where are you in North Dakota right now?
I'm in Grand Forks. Grand Forks.
Yeah, okay, I know it. I was in Fargo studying years ago.
Yeah. And so
I was in Fargo years ago.
And what they're doing with this, folks, and listen, I'm not blaming Donald Trump. He got screwed. He got hosed. Right. As Tucker Carlson said, he got played by these monsters in the public health establishment like Dr. Fauchenstein and Nurse Ratchet Debbie Birx. These people are killers, and their whole game is they want to, if it moves, they want to vaccinate it. They want to vaccinate you, and they want to control you through a medical dictatorship. Bill Gates is one of their gods. They want to control the world through a medical dictatorship. The president wasn't ready for this. He was ready for a treasonous State Department. He was ready for a treasonous Justice Department. He wasn't ready for treasonous Centers for Disease Control and National Institutes of Health. That he got attacked from the rear by these people who then tricked him with a quick hose job. 2.2 million. Fauci, this little puke, Fauci, he should be indicted for murder. He comes into the president's office and says 2.2 million people, based on a completely false model from this left-wing puke, Neil Ferguson, from the, University Hospital in London. This puke. He comes out with a computer model, which other real computer scientists looked at later, and they said, this is garbage. It's pure garbage. Every time they ran the model, it came up with a completely different answer. In other words, it's so broken. They won't release it. They didn't release it. Bill Gates pulled it. He's financing Neil Ferguson. He's financing Anthony Fauci and Debbie Birx. Bill Gates pulled it back in and had his engineers at Microsoft try to patch up this model. So what's been the little that's been released of this bullshit model with which they fooled Donald Trump has all been reworked. And so Donald Trump, he was fooled into going along with their shutdown of the whole economy. And what's the purpose of the shutdown, folks? It's to control you, to turn you into a sheep, to destroy Donald Trump, to destroy his incredible, successful administration. And they are so close to achieving it. We don't know. I'll tell you what, Donald Trump was going to win on November 3rd, but now we're on the cliff's edge. We don't know what's going to happen. Because now they've launched their next assault on Donald Trump, which is this bullshit about Black Lives Matter. And, you know, cops are, this phrase, police brutality. What is that? Police brutality. Okay?
Right.
Okay, what are the facts, ladies and gentlemen? Last year, 9 black people, total, who were unarmed, were killed by policemen in America. 9. Okay, last weekend, 12 people were murdered on the streets of Chicago by punks. And those were real murders. As far as we know, the 9 policemen who shot unarmed people may have had good cause to do it. That's not police brutality. What's amazing about America's police, folks, is how much they put up with. I couldn't do that job.
Right.
They don't get paid much money. They are. I went to a funeral of a 21-year-old policeman here in Grand Forks who was shot with an AK-47 by an African punk.
I saw
who was
that.
Just being served. He was being served his eviction papers because he doesn't pay his damn rent. The policeman, they had to call for backup. This guy has guts. He was National Guard. He went to the door, boom, 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 41 shots from an AK-47. And these policemen have little handguns. I couldn't do that job. That's not police brutality. That's police bravery. That's courage. These are America's finest, that thin blue line. Now, in any profession, a monster will turn up. In any profession. I don't care if it's accounting or zoology or truck drivers. I'm sure there's a monster truck driver somewhere. But then the media will then find one person who's a monster. And now, by propaganda, all police are monsters. Defund the police. Take over their precinct stations. Kill them. Ambush them. A number of cops have now been ambushed and murdered. This, folks, we're being hosed, we're being played, and we need to turn off the media, turn off CNN, MSDNC, and we need to get our own media. We need to flush the turds out of Fox and get back to just the good ones there at Fox, like Sean Hannity, like Lou Dobbs, like Tucker Carlson, like Laura Ingraham, what a genius she is, like Jeanine Pirro, what a gutsy woman she is, like, who's another one of the great ones, this newer guy who says his show is called The Next Revolution Will Be Televised. What's his name? Help me, Ed.
Hilton. I did see
Hilton.
That.
Steve Hilton.
I can't remember his name.
Steve Hilton.
Yeah.
He's an up-and-comer. He's a good one. So there are a number of good ones. Well, actually, a small – you could fit them all into a VW bus, unfortunately, of the good ones at Fox.
They should get Rappaport out there on a big big network, because Rappaport is telling the way it is.
Yes, he is. I'll tell you what, Ed, I love you calling in, and I like what it says in the RBN promo piece, that you in this audience, you're the brainiest, you're the wisest people in radio. You're the best audience any radio host could have. You're so smart. And So Ed, it's a privilege to get calls from you. Thank you very much.
All right.
Well, you're in Vancouver. Are you in Vancouver, Canada, or Washington?
Yeah, I'm about 60 miles north and west of Mount Baker.
Okay.
I can look at Mount Baker in the morning.
Okay. Well, you know the town of Kelso, Washington, then.
Yeah, Washington's just a few miles away.
Yeah, Kelso, Washington. That's my family.
I grew up on the Great Divide, and I'm still on the Great Divide.
Okay, well, thank you, Ed, so much.
All right.
Forward to your next call. Okay, look forward to it. Let's go to Chris in Las Vegas. Chris, are you there?
Well, thank you so very, very much, James. I appreciate Ed's comments. His suggestion of the mens reus and the actus reus are really operative, because what that shows is willful, knowing, malice aforethought. This is theft by medical deception and fraud on the American people and the world.
When Andrew Cuomo issued a governor's order, an order that no old folks home, assisted care living facility, ALF, that no assisted living facility could turn away a COVID-19 patient or resident, that was murder.
That's
the one. Yeah. I mean, you have, let's say you have a typical assisted living facility with, let's say, 150 people in it, average age 80. Okay, and most of them very frail, many ill conditions that are going to eventually take their life. They're all teetering on the edge. And you bring in the front door, at Andrew Cuomo's order, a person who has got the flu. Now, this is not the bubonic plague, but it's a person with the flu. Now, and then you get into this... Yes, and now everybody in the assisted living facility gets the flu, and for a number of them, that pushes them over the edge. And if they need any more pushing, you send them into Elmhurst Hospital, where they stick a intubation down their throat and their trachea and kill them. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, James, you must know that whenever the governor sent these people into a very susceptible, disabled, older population that were likely to be the most susceptible to this, it was to give them infection so they would die too. And here's the insidious aspect of this. Most people are unaware of the CESTA-KB trust that's formed at their birth and then monetized by the elites of the world that prey upon that knowledge. And this is why they want this great body count, because there's over $1.8 million with the miracle of compound interest, that's probably in the billions for each and every one of us that we don't know about, that these governors of the states all know about, and so do the elites in Congress. And so in order to make their short files, if they murder more people, they get more money.
Yeah,
not
and
only
now,
that,
now think about this, Chris, think about this. We got, I'm proud of, you know, our little effort on this show. We nailed it, ladies and gentlemen. On day one, we said, This is a normal flu. It's being used by a medical dictatorship establishment for one purpose. Well, two purposes. One, to establish a medical dictatorship with or without Donald Trump. And two, to wreck Donald Trump. And to me, that's their number one goal. That's Fauci's number one goal. And Debbie Birx, get rid of Trump. And to get rid of Trump, they had to kill the Trump boom. And they killed it dead. In one
Your
day.
Your point is well made, James. There is another aspect of this that bears to be examined. And that is this policy by the Department of Health and Human Services and Medicare fraud that's occurring because of the Medicare policies. Whoever is administrating it set this program of paying these bounties on declaring anything potentially to be a COVID-related admission, and if they kill them, they get $39,000. The logical natural sequence is people are going to kill people to get money because of their insatiable lust for money. The profits of the corporation reign supreme. They don't care about whose bodies, who's at what age they are. They got a 37-year-old guy you talked about. He wasn't compromised, probably. I mean, I don't know the guy, but for Christ's sakes, at 37, he's not in the targeted group that is the most likely to be susceptible to the COVID-19 flu ruse.
Exactly, exactly. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is as Donald Trump says, this is huge. I don't think the president hasn't fully, I don't know, in the privacy of his own thoughts, I don't know whether he's realized what we're realizing, that this was murder. Now we're coming up on a break, so stay with us, Chris. If you want to call in, other folks, you can call in.
I got a little bit more for you.
Okay, we'll be right back. Stay tuned, folks.
Man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name, 'cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place,
to do my thing. Hey, sing it, Merle. And, you know, Merle, I believe, died quite suddenly and unexpectedly of pneumonia. He was old, and pneumonia, a lot of these people that are counted as COVID-19 deaths, many, many of them are simply like Merle. They died of pneumonia, and they are actually instructed. We have the documents. We have the witnesses. doctors are being instructed, mark the patient as a COVID-19 death. Miscode the death. And you don't have to have a positive test for COVID-19. Not necessary. If there's any suspicion that the person could have had COVID-19, you know, if you looked at him and you thought, yeah, he kind of looks COVID-19 to me. That's all. In other words, just bullshit. Just lie. Because we're getting $52,000. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Chris.
Your observation is right on point. And there's some strong suggestions that in some locations they are going back and post-dating, past posting, if you will, after they've already died, going back and reclassifying deaths as COVID deaths so they can access those $39,000 funds.
Chris, let me give you a really strong evidence of what you're saying that's true. Folks, if you go look at the death curves of all the European nations, whether it's Sweden or Belgium, whether they were locked down or not locked down, all of them, Germany, France, Italy, Spain, they went up. They had a sharp spike of hospitalizations and deaths, and then a very sharp drop down to nothing. Bing, bang, boom, up, down. All these nations, and we're talking about a duration of the epidemic, not pandemic, the epidemic of a few weeks. But look at the U.S. graph. It's not going down. It's holding. Somebody's riding the brake pedal in the U.S. You know, all those sparks coming off.
All the money.
Yeah, somebody's keeping the damn game. Yes. So the American graph, it went up, but it's never coming down. It's just floating up there, just continued. And here's what this Aaron Marie said in this video, which we all need to watch. Find it online. Just search it, Aaron Marie Olszewski, OLSZEWSKI. That's a classic Polish name. What a beautiful woman. Search it up. It's on band.video. That's one place you can find it. Search on John Rappaport, too. And I'm going to watch it as soon as we finish this. But she and Alex Jones and Tucker Carlson, they're all realizing this. They're going to keep publicizing. You're going to keep reading stories from this puke Fauci that, oh, we're having little spikelets. Oh, we're having a second wave. Folks, they're not going to let go of this. And they're going to keep miscoding people as COVID-19 deaths until they've strangled your country to death. We're out of time. I hope I didn't bum you out too much.
Until they implode the Medicare system. But it's
killing America is their real goal. We'll see you all again tomorrow night in the Trump Clubhouse, folks. See you then.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.